One man that is the captain of the rush hour nationally.
What?
I thought that was you.
No, I'm vice captain. I think I'm vice captain. Self-appointed. Jimmy Brayshaw, who dazzled Adelaide Oval back in the day when I used to sit down there and watch him at fine leg. Welcome to the rush hour, Skip.
Yes, royalty. I think Adelaide Oval royalty, what I'm universally known as.
Now, Jim, how would you describe your mate Greg Blewett's performance calling and hosting Triple M Cricket over the Ashes series, please?
Well, this is what I worked out. When he talks about cricket, he has no problem speaking.
Yes.
So when he tries to talk about anything else, all the problems start.
Yes!
I don't understand it because he had no issues all summer.
Hey, Bray, I've got to ask you about Triple M Cricket, right? So you got to take me aside, but who do you think was BOG out of the cricket comms, and who was the worst?
You weren't in the conversation.
Myself, comfortably, BOG.
You say that.
Worst was Merv Hughes. Honestly, he doesn't. He speaks when he shouldn't speak, and then when you need him to speak, he doesn't say anything.
What about some of his kids he wore in?
Oh no,
they're horrendous.
Not good.
Jimmy, what about Andy and Lee? They were no good.
No, very good, Andy Lee. Hamish Blake gave us about 15 of his best minutes. We promoted him all summer, and he was on once.
Shite.
Now, a little bit of mail has drifted over the border, and I need some confirmation of a couple of things. Firstly, apparently Bernard Vince has bought most of the Esplanade down on the water.
Yes.
So he's just squeaking by. Yes. He's ripped that much money out of, well, firstly Adelaide and then Melbourne. He went to Melbourne on $1,800 million a year and got about four kicks. And now he's gone and bought half the Esplanade. Is this true?
Yes. Yes.
Well, yes. Not yet, but hasn't settled
yet. What do you mean? He's bought it, but he hasn't paid for it.
No,
is that right?
I can't take all of it because, well, Jars has got half of it too.
Hang on.
Gary Pertz rung me saying he wants half of that money back. It was taken on fraudulent premise.
Gary Pertz.
So that's the first bit of mail.
Right.
Yes. The other bit of mail I've got is in the off-season prior to Adelaide Triple M starting again, Jarman was on a health kick. He's turned up fatter, redder, and pimplier than ever.
Stop it!
He's actually skin starting to flake, Jim.
What is this?
I started running the uni loop twice a week, Jimmy. And I lost my way after the Ashes series.
Well, you got to run past the gym, and we thought, not the gym, the zoo. And we thought, you know what, we'll leave you in there.
Shut up.
No, turned up in career worst. Only person fatter than you is fat who I work with.
How is fat going with the 2 hours now? Because it was a big off-season just by looking at him.
Oh,
he's got no clue. He's walking out of the studio here before, acting like Colonel Schultz out of Hogan's Heroes.
Should it's see Sergeant him, mate. Schultz, not
Sergeant Colonel. Schultz. That's what he was doing, walking out of here before.
Jimmy.
He makes himself a cup of tea every day. He drinks tea. Who drinks tea, by the way?
No one does.
He dusted off an Adidas T-shirt that Jimmy Tansey gave him in the 70s. Seriously. He's got no... He reckons he's one of their athletes still.
Athlete and him shouldn't go together. No. But what about golf, Jimmy? You got the new stealth driver?
I went in and did the fitting today. I was on the, simulator machine.
Yes.
I was pumping them out there about 260.
Oh, yes.
And good club head speed, Louie, but too much spin.
Too much spin.
Apparently.
Right.
So the feedback I was getting, there's too much spin.
I also want to know, because he always rings me. Every time he gets fitted up, he rings me because he's all excited. So what about the wedges? Because you've got probably one of the worst short games in the history. Are they going to fix you?
Hang on.
Well, I had an issue with the last lot of wedges I got from TaylorMade because I couldn't get any purchase on the ball, Bluey. I kept thinking, oh, that's left the club all right, and then it'd land on the front and just roll all the way through to the back.
No spin.
Well, until I played with Punter, and he said, give us a look at your edges, and he started peeling this plastic stuff off the front. He goes, mate, no wonder you're not getting any spin. You've left the plastic on them. So this time I'm going to take the plastic off when they arrive.
Now, Jimmy, before we let you go, the Strikers are on tomorrow night. Can we go all the way? We're going six in a row and Big Conway, well, he's the star of the show.
Well, and you've got Cairns, of course, and Heddy, you've got good ins. I like the Strikers. I think they will win. Jeez. And then I don't know whether they can beat the Scorchers, but I think they will beat the Sixers.
All right. That's good. Good. You got anything else for you, mate?
I've got plenty, but what about you? You going to ask him anything or...
No, I've already asked just the main ask the question. Strikers. It was about your performance over summer.
Bray, I want to know how your mob are going to go this year, North Melbourne, because they've been... I won a bet with Ponting last year about who's going to finish higher, the Crows or North. Are you guys going to lift a bit or what's...
I don't think... I don't see a lot of lift attached to us, but here's what I'd say as I know we've got to wrap up. Here's what I'd say about Bluey, and that is all of our life together as mates, I've been the successful one.
Yes,
and
correct.
He's found that hard to deal with.
Yes.
Now he's married to Catherine, and she's the successful one.
You are the jealous
type. I'm a role player, bro.
You're just a third wheel. You're a third banana.
All right. This has gone on long enough, Jay.
This is good. You are the jealous
type. All right. When we come over to the test match next year, I'm moving into Bernie's 8th bedroom. Yeah.
I've got a few bedrooms.
He's kidding himself.
All right, Skipper. Take care. We'll chat again throughout the footy season.
Well done.
There he is. Jimmy Brayshaw, the captain of the rush hour team nationally. He gave you a little whack.
He's a dribbler. That's what he is.
Well, mate, he's common sense. He's a dribbler. Common sense.
That's something you do. Leave the plastic on your wedges.
Yeah. Mate, what are we dealing with? You're saying he's the captain of the rush hour nationally,
yes,
and
sir.
He's leaving the plastic on his new wedges.
The biggest concern was he named himself vice captain.